Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. And I stepped on it. I was trying to talk it up. I almost got there. It almost went really well. And these headphones are kind of loud.
A little bit, yeah.
Should I tone them down? Hey.
That works.
Boy, I'm not deafening myself. Isn't that a pleasant experience?
Sometimes.
I mean, I am normally, you know, when I just talk. But now that I have headphones on, it's like isolating myself from my own voice.
Mm.
So it's like sweet relief. I don't...
You're isolating yourself and just pumping it straight back into your ears.
Yeah, it's a little counterproductive, isn't it? It's nice to bring back the classics. And by that, I mean this... intro that I picked. Do you know the name of the band?
I don't remember it now.
House of Pain.
Oh.
Yeah. It's probably been a while since this has last been played on any airwaves ever.
Yeah,
so
probably.
Enjoy it while it lasts. If you want to reminisce with us about music that's really old, maybe I'll have some and I can play it
it's
later.
Not that old.
Well... some people, like, if relative to my lifespan, I'll find out when this song got released.
It's about as old as we are.
Yeah, because if you compare it to our lifespans, it's going to be, like, a really long time.
Yeah.
House of Pain became active in 1990.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Rise to Fame, 90. Yeah, so this song was definitely released before I was born. 1992. Yeah.
Oh, so just before I was born. Year before.
If it was before I was born, it's automatically old. That's the line that we're basing this on. If you want to call us for any reason at all, help us test if the phone works by calling 360-546-9500. Actually, it's more like testing.
Yeah, bear with us if we're a little slow to pick it up.
It's more like testing if I remember how to use the phone, which I'm wondering if maybe I should just transition the duty to you instead of me.
For doing the phone calls?
Yeah, because I do a lot of crap at once over here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do research and monitor the phone and the levels and find music all at the same time. And it causes a little bit of brain strain.
That's fine. It's just always been over there, so I haven't done it. That's
all. And I don't think anyone would appreciate if I started moving everything
around. Probably not, no.
No, there's a certain... It's not my studio. If this was my studio, I'd be like, take it all.
Yeah.
I don't want any of this. You just... Someone else... I will give you things. Speaking of giving you things.
Oh.
I have a thing to give you. That's the only...
In case you didn't pick it up, he said, I have a thing to give you because this Sunday is my 21st birthday.
This is early.
All right.
But it's totally cool to open now, which why I brought it in the studio in the first place.
So we have a box wrapped in lime green paper. It's about...
It is not labeled.
No.
What
but
could
I'm assuming
it be?
It's to me. It is about...
You don't know that.
Well, okay. It's probably about,
I
six
can
inches
confirm
long,
it is for
and
you.
The base is probably 3 inches square.
Eh.
And it's making a slight rattling noise when I'm rotating. Is that okay?
That is so fine.
Okay.
That is absolutely fine. Hear that sweet hi-fi ripping of paper. Oh, yeah. Quality radio sounds.
Yeah. Back into the glory days of radio.
Oh, yeah. At least we're not doing fireworks on it anymore, like we did for 4th of July. And here I am crumpling the paper. Describe said objects.
We have a martini shaker with a bunch of cash in it.
Yeah, that's the money that I owe you for the plane ticket.
Okay, fair enough. I wondered. And then we have an earring or something in this box. Is this something that I should be worried about, Renee?
And I'm currently getting down on one knee.
This light,
which I'm not.
Light pink box with a little bow on it.
I thought that would be funny.
Oh, are these?
They are the USB drive cufflinks.
Nice. Are they 8 gig?
They're 8 gig. That's the biggest size that I could find on Amazon.
They're actually a lot smaller than I thought they'd be.
Me too.
I expected them to be these big, gaudy things. No, that's cool.
Yeah, they're pretty slick.
Yeah.
I actually got a little bit... I think I got... Not swindled. There's a different word for this. Misled. Not con. Misled, definitely. When I was ordering them on Amazon, it said 16 gigs in the title.
Oh.
In my head, I go, oh, each of them
each. Yeah.
are 16 gigs.
There's just one that's a USB and it's 16 gigs.
Yeah, and but then I get it and I plug it into the computer and it's only 8 gigs.
That's all right.
And, oh, I already formatted those to a reasonable file system for you, so
okay,
it's
that's
not
handy.
It's not going to limit you to 4 gig size. They still do that.
I know.
When you get USB flash drives, it puts it in a file system that makes it so you can, the biggest file size you can have is 4 gigs.
It was nice. Dumb. When I got my external hard drive, it was already formatted for NTFS, I think.
For reals?
Yeah.
Ooh, modern times. that's what should be happening by default. I don't know why they decided to keep changing it, but so now you have to, now that you know the ingredients to James Bond's
martini
drinks, so now you have to actually make it.
Yeah, I just got to get the supplies on Monday.
Which I think we all have to learn how to make that at some point.
Yeah.
There's people that are, like, generally included in the group. And then when we all turn 21, there will be a show where it's James Bond Martini Day.
It will be interesting. If probably gold, but...
Yeah. Well, gold as in not recorded?
No, as in golden as in brilliant.
Okay. Yeah. I really think so. You're probably going to have to flip that around because... Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was, like, any special thing.
I don't think so,
Shaker, but yeah, whatever.
It works.
It's a thing, and I'm pretty sure with that, it's, like, impossible to stir the martini. So, like, you can't screw this up.
Yeah.
which, I don't know. What is the significance of shaken versus stirred?
Basically, the idea is, some people, martini snobs, say that you shouldn't shake the martini because it bruises the gin. I mean, not like...
Bruising a liquid.
Basically, it kind of messes with the structure of the gin, makes it a little less smooth.
Okay.
But at the time that Ian Fleming would have written the books, the quality of vodka was not nearly as high as it was today.
Oh, okay.
So really good
technology made it more pure.
Exactly.
As time went on.
It had a lot more impurities to it, and so shaking it would mix those impurities evenly into the drink rather than having it more just kind of layered or mixed in. It would kind of mix everything together so you didn't really taste it or notice it as much.
Okay. So it all boils down to personal preferences.
Pretty much.
Almost everything does.
Yeah.
For those of you wondering, I know that we made an arrangement for 21st birthdays on the show that you have to be drunk when it
on the
Friday,
closest Friday. The closest Friday of your birthday, which...
Yeah, it's too early, one.
Yeah.
Secondly, we're reason one why Drew is not falling over in his chair right now. Two, we're at school. Yeah.
And thirdly, I have to drive straight to work, so I can't really get hammered and then drive straight to work.
And fourthly, we're waiting for Pullman.
Yes.
Where great, exciting things will probably happen.
Which is next week, yes.
Yeah. We're not going to be here next week.
No. So if you tune in at 2 to 3, it'll be whatever they play in the music when we're not playing.
I imagine it's probably smooth jazz.
Something to that extent.
I'm thinking...
Maybe pop.
I don't know. I don't know. Something along the lines of this, maybe. I don't really know.
We should just give them a loop of this to play for an hour for our...
Oh, definitely. Dude, I would not be tired of this song for an hour. It's just...
Because you can give them a playlist to play for your show if you want, so we could always just give them this to play
for... Oh, like, will somebody come in and do it for me?
I think they just set it up so it just plays whatever on our hour. Just give them a...
Okay, then...
Mix of smooth jazz to play for our hour.
Well, if that's the case, then I've got a horrible idea... For them to play. Either, but the very first thing that came to my mind is it would be an hour-long playlist of nothing but this song.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Yeah. There could have been worse. Like, there's a 100-hour loop of Nyan Cat.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, there's a 100-hour loop.
Okay, well, the second thing that came into my head, I think you know what it is.
Oh, God, no.
Give it up, what's in my head, and what's going on? I don't know why I like that so much. I think it's mostly just because it's He-Man.
Yeah, probably.
Portrayed in an unorthodox way. But he does, like, a cool little... dance move, you know? If they'll actually play a playlist for me, I'll give them one.
Yeah.
We won't be able to hear it, but I think it'll be funny.
Well, I'm seeing a note there on the note which has the phone number, which is 360-546-9500, if you wish to call us.
That's a nice plug.
It says to, and turn in your playlists to Christopher. So I'm assuming you can turn in a playlist. I don't know if that's just for review to make sure that you're not going to play anything they don't approve of.
That's a good question. Because I'm pretty sure, like, if you, I think that's submitting ahead of time what you plan to play on your show.
Yeah.
Ugh, burping streak ended. I don't know why that happened, but yeah, I don't think it works that way. But I don't know. Maybe I could give somebody like $10 and they'll come in and play my Daraday Sandstorm playlist. I think that would end pretty well. Of course, I would have to include Rick Astley in there.
Oh yeah,
at some point.
What Shibani else would I? The Science. That one's got to be in there. That's one of our staples.
Definitely. Which we haven't played in a long time. Do you have any science to bring down on this house? Because I could play this right now.
I thought I had something, but it's not in my mind right now.
Is it the butterfly thing?
That's an interesting one, but I didn't really read the article, so I don't know much about it.
Okay, we can't.
You can't just go into it. Just
was it India's Mars thing?
What about that?
Oh, let's launch right into it then. So India had a big deal earlier this week. On their very first attempt on the lowest budget that a space program has ever had, India managed to get a satellite to orbit Mars.
Nice.
Which just is a pretty
some basic math.
Yeah.
Well, it's not basic, but
it's slightly more basic than basic math. wait. Nope.
Slightly more advanced.
More
basic than basic math would be, you know.
Why do you think I'm not in a space program right now?
Because there isn't really one that's viable
for
our government.
Probably not because of my grammar, but although I guess that's sort of important.
Yeah.
No, but this is a huge deal.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna land it. I think it's just going to hang out flying above Mars, which really is like the best place you want something to be.
So does that
Mars.
Mean in the future we're going to have Google Mars?
Ooh, well, that's do we
just
count?
Take a while to get composed or to compile all the satellite imagery?
Well, we kind of have something like that already. I mean, there's options you can enable on Google Earth that let you jump to other planets, but depending on
the
planet,
nearly the resolution, I'm sure.
No, it's not that great. Most of the features that they have charted are just what we can see through telescopes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they put a camera on there, they could do that, but you're not going to get street view.
No, there's no streets to view.
Oh yeah, good point.
Unless you're like following the trails of the various rovers.
Oh man, wouldn't that be interesting? Is if we ever colonized Mars, we would find the tracks of the first rovers on Mars.
Would we? Because I thought they still have wind, so.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Mars does have an atmosphere.
Yeah. It's not the moon.
Is there any way we could just pull coordinates or something? You could at least mark where they first landed.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they'd have that.
And then put a kick-ass monument there.
Yeah.
It'd probably be like, I don't know, Wally touching a flower or something, but that wouldn't exactly line up because we wouldn't have terraformed Mars yet.
No.
But sorta.
Yeah. Give it time, you can terraform it.
Yeah, that's what I really want to happen. Yeah. Just please, I want to go to Mars.
Well, isn't it Elon Musk was saying tentatively they plan to try and have people on Mars by like 2037 or 2042 or something like that?
Was that him saying it?
I thought it was.
Elon Musk Mars plan. Can I Google that?
Probably would work. I think he was saying something like 7 years earlier than NASA was estimating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's
like, we'll do it before them.
Here's something. Mars within 10 years. He said that in June.
Oh, wow. He moved up his timetable.
Dude, he's like, I don't know.
Or maybe he was saying people on Mars in 10 years, an actual colony within by like 37 or whatever it was I said.
Man, Elon Musk is like technology Christ right now.
Pretty much.
Because he's just like going, I'm going to take this lump of iron and lead and boom, you have a renewable energy vehicle that passes all safety inspections with 5 stars.
Yeah, it's
breaks
like one
the machines
one
to
is
test them.
One of the safest cars ever built, period.
It
For
is,
those of you that don't know, we're talking about the Tesla Model S. Which
yeah, the ultimate nerd car.
Yeah, they're a little expensive, but
yeah,
but I mean, actually,
it's all the reasons you want to get a car that you shouldn't want to get a car for, because it's really flashy and expensive.
It's fast.
And all the reasons.
It's got a big iPad, basically, for a central touchscreen.
I haven't actually seen pictures of the interior
yet.
Well,
who was it that your dad knows that came over one time with one?
Wait, was that a Tesla?
Yeah, that was a Tesla Model S.
Was that the one in my driveway?
I don't think it was in your driveway. They parked it in front of your house. Your dad and I went out and looked at it.
Oh, I don't remember.
They're actually really comfy.
I don't remember the name of that dude. I'm going to have to talk to my dad.
But you know
about
who and what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're
vaguely.
Very cool cars.
I don't remember if I decided to just stay inside when that happened. I
think Andrew were like, ooh, cars. Ooh, Tesla. We're going out.
Yeah, but I guess I never did. I not hear Tesla.
I think you're upstairs doing something.
I was like, okay, you go look at your cars, you damn kids.
Yeah,
we said
cars. You're like, nope.
But if you gotta tell me if it's a Tesla though. So I guess I missed out on that.
But and actually, I think recently in the news there was an article about I think Nevada won this one competition to work on building tons of the batteries that they tend to use with that in order to bring the costs down. And they're actually getting tons of government subsidies for this.
Sweet.
So
tax exemption, boy.
Exactly. And so that's the number one cost on electric cars like that is the batteries and the motors.
And replacing them, too.
Yeah.
Because they'll eventually crap out.
Yeah, yeah. At most, you'll only get about 10 years out of a battery pack before you have to replace it.
So are they, like, projecting costs for them, too?
I forget, but I think that they're saying basically like the Tesla Model S, which I think right now is, I think, pushing $70,000.
Ooh,
it's between $60,000 and $70,000, if I remember correctly, after tax and all that kind of stuff.
Well, if that's after tax, it's fine.
Yeah. I think
that seems more reasonable.
I think it's around $70,000 after tax.
Oh, boy.
Which is expensive. You can buy a pretty good Mercedes for that. You can buy almost top end Mercedes for that.
I bet you could get it cheaper from someplace in Europe, though.
Actually, they're built in the States, so no, it'd be more expensive in Europe.
Dang it, really?
They're built in, California.
They're not opening any other factories.
So they're probably cheaper here than anywhere else.
Dang. We got it good.
I know.
Which, well, I mean...
Well, comparatively.
I guess. Some things, but not others.
Yeah. But I think they were saying that basically if the idea was to try and bring the cost of the Model S down to like $35,000 or $30,000.
Oh, man.
Something that's
comparable. I could actually own one in, like, my lifetime.
Yeah, something that's not really that much more expensive than a Camry or a Accord or something like that.
Oh, I love the future! Future's so great!
Yeah.
I just want to fast forward already.
I know.
Dang it, I want to jump me over to 2030, and I'll come back and report on if we have flying cars. If America's been overthrown yet, and
but if they have, and you come back speaking in a different language, how will we know?
Well, I would just learn the other language. I wouldn't convert to
that's true.
The other thing, I'll let you know if Klingon becomes a national language. That's a very high priority.
Yeah,
I don't know how to speak Klingon.
I don't either
at all.
I don't plan to.
Why?
Because it's pointless.
What if it's like? What about Esperanto?
It's like learning Zulu. It's not really going to be that relevant unless. You know, you have plans to go somewhere where it's used.
What about Esperanto? Do you know what that is?
I don't.
It's pretty much an invented language.
Well, technically all language is invented.
Well, this one was like a linguist like sat down and was like, let's make a language. Yeah, but he did it way before Tolkien.
Oh.
1887.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Tolkien's like, I see your language and give you seven.
Esperanto is a constructed international auxiliary language. It is the most widely spoken constructed language in the world. Hmm. Its name derives from Doctoro Esperanto, the pseudonym under which L.L. Zamenhof published the first book detailing Esperanto on July 26, 1887. That is one day before my birthday.
Hmm.
Zamenhof's goal was to create an easy-to-learn, politically neutral language that would transcend nationality and foster peace and international understanding between people with different languages.
Basically, create a language for everybody to speak.
Yeah, which,
without regional accents or slang or that kind of thing, because that's the difference between, you know, going to Mexico and speaking Spanish versus going to Spain speaking Spanish, going to Chile speaking Spanish.
Yeah,
they all speak it a little differently.
Yeah, and but it's not like they don't completely understand each other.
It's like us and Britain, we both speak English, but they say a lot of things. We're like,
Yeah, and that's exactly how it is with Spain and Mexico, actually, because Spain is
very
like
proper.
Our England. They're like, oh, yes, I'm a Spanish man. And then you go to Mexico, and it's like, ASA! That's pretty much what it turns into.
Yeah.
So it looks like, in terms of native speakers of Esperanto, really low.
Well, yeah, what country is it native to? Or how would you be considered a native speaker if it's not a
nationality? You learn it from birth.
Oh,
okay. So most likely both your parents would speak it, and then you would be indoctrinated to... It's
kind of hipster.
I guess. It's just the hipster language. It's got a cool flag, though. That's kind of hipstery, yeah. Too, right? So there's 1,000 native speakers, for sure. I'm not sure what an L2 user is. I think that's just somebody that learns it as their second language.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from 160,000 to 300,000 active or fluent users since 2001. So it's been a while since that's been updated, but I bet that's grown a bit. I wouldn't be surprised if it's upwards of 1 million. But it's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay, 150,000 registered users of the language in 2013.
So it really hasn't grown quite as fast as you expected.
No, I guess not. That's a shame, because it seems kind of cool. It looks like a mixture between, Spanish and Portuguese, almost. Right?
So it's another kind of Latin-based, almost?
Yeah, kind of. Okay, so it's got sources, vocabulary from Romance and Germanic languages, grammar from Slavic, possibly re-lexified Yiddish. Whoa.
That's a weird conglomeration.
That's an interesting blend. Like, they took, two parts Europe, one part Rome, and then smash them together. You got Esperanto, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not going to learn it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Klingon is more popular than this language.
I'll say there's a little more practical languages to learn.
Like, not Klingon.
Like, Spanish is probably the most practical one to learn.
For now, yeah. Chinese probably comes second.
Yeah. Actually, depending on what industry you go into, Chinese may actually be first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it depends on if you're like a stock trader, you got to learn Chinese.
Chinese, probably maybe Japanese. I don't know. Maybe for engineering stuff and CS stuff.
If you're building robots, you got to learn Japanese.
Oh yeah,
that's a big deal.
If you're any sort of manufacturing thing, Chinese probably. So, which means I'll probably learn some Chinese eventually.
Yeah, that's kind of like what my dad's company does. They have a partnership with a Japanese company.
Yeah.
So across the street from where they make their usual machines, they have a robotics division.
Yeah.
Which is where I spend the later part of my day, because that's where the showers are.
Mm.
I had a horrible experience today with those showers.
That sounds scary, but...
Well, I mean, it's not like the shower exploded, just...
Okay, or anything happened to you in the shower.
No.
That's good.
Is that...
It's not prison.
It is not prison, no. There are robots there.
Oh.
Although someday prisons...
That could be just as scary.
someday prisons might have robots.
Are you saying the robots violated you?
No.
Okay.
The robots were kept safely in cages across the hall, so they were not a big deal. No, I just forgot a towel today.
Oh, okay.
I had
minor problem.
Minor? Oh, let me tell you, that is no minor problem in my book.
Remember our first trip to Fort Stevens?
Did you forget a towel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I showered every day.
I guess you did. I don't know. I don't remember.
I blotted myself with paper towels.
Right. Yeah, you didn't make as big of a deal out of it as I would have, so yeah. it doesn't...
I'm just like, improvise.
Crap. Yeah, I had to use my... I used my work shirt as my towel.
Yeah.
Super, super fun. It just made me feel...
Kind of made the whole point of showering off the sweat smell completely redundant.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, I felt gross afterwards. I mean, I don't smell like feet right now, so I think it went okay. Or everybody's just being really polite and nobody's telling me. Although I've talked...
Well, my nose is stuffed up, so...
Oh, mine is a little too. Stuffed nose, brothers. Inhale. That's getting better.
Yeah.
Just common cold stuff, or...
I think so.
Oh, yeah, me too. It was a lot worse a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I was getting the groggy thing and just kind of... You know,
I just got one nostril mostly that's just kind of blocked, it feels like.
I kept getting internal snot bubbles where, like, I would be breathing normally, and then all of a sudden there would just be this fluid wall moving down my throat, and I just... Yeah, not fun. It's really, really horrible.
Yeah. So did we talk about the surge at all on the show? I thought we
had... Oh, we've done it a couple times, okay. Yeah.
So it arrived, obviously,
it's
for
here.
Those of you that's listening and updating.
We don't have it here. I posted it on the Facebook page yesterday, actually.
Okay, so those who listen probably know.
Yeah, that is what we're going to try and take to Pullman with us, which
We're probably not going to be able to get the whole case there.
It's just
we need at least four.
Have you got your TSA straps yet?
No, I heard they were supposed to be coming in the mail.
Okay.
I better check on that.
I did actually a little looking. Apparently, you can actually, you don't even have to go to the counters or anything like that to either check your bags or get your tickets. You can do your confirmation either on your phone or print out your boarding passes at home.
Uh-huh.
And you can either, and you can, I think you can check a bag at a terminal, just like a self-help kiosk terminal.
Yeah, I've done that before.
It's only a couple airports to do it, but you can do it at PDX. I don't think you can do it at Spokane, though.
Yeah, I've done that. It's just like this touchscreen thing in the middle of the floor, and then you tap in your stuff.
So you don't have to worry about – we don't necessarily have to worry about lines or anything like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll just blaze right through this.
Yeah.
Probably
I'll print my boarding passes probably in the morning.
Yeah, we'll just blaze right through this, get you fired up over at the airport bar, and then we'll just get on the plane, and we're out of there.
Worst case is there's always time in Seattle.
Yeah, well, an hour and a half layover, right?
Yeah, so time to eat a burger and, you know, have a drink or two.
I'm thinking like, did I?
Oh, that's right, the pizza place, assuming it's not closed.
Sparrow's, right?
Yeah, Sparrow's. Yeah.
I don't think Sparrow's. They're going to be closed.
I don't think so.
Sparrow's is a magical place.
Yes.
Really?
Get one of my little pizza roll garlic dip things.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Sounds
like,
good.
At least two of those. Well, is it like super huge?
One's pretty good sized. It's probably about a foot long and probably...
Like a good hot dog. Like a Costco hot dog?
It's bigger than that, I think. A little. Actually, I don't know. I haven't had a Costco dog in a while. I always get their pizza.
Oh, who?
I always get their
pizzas. I thought you were saying never.
No, I've got it before. I just always get their pizzas.
Yeah, no, that's usually what I try to default to. But that was before I discovered I like a lot more vegetables than I thought I did.
Yeah.
So if I went back, I would be getting the hot dog again, but I'd be dumping the onions on it. Mm. That would be my jam.
Yeah.
But although I don't know what kind of onions they have in that weird little circly carousel dispenser box with a handle.
Probably just your basic regular yellow onions or white onions.
Boring.
But sweets all the way.
Not that bad.
I know. Though. It's like I recently rediscovered probably within the last couple of months that I actually like onion rings.
Really?
I used to never like them.
Whoa.
Onion rings, shrimp.
Well, you got to get good onion rings, though.
Yeah.
That's a problem because at least 80% of the onion rings that you're ever going to get are going to have that crunchy bit on the outside that never quite sticks to the onion.
Yeah.
And you bite it and you pull the whole onion out and then it slaps against your chin and burns you. And you're just left holding this empty crunchy crust thing with an onion stuck to your face, giving you a second onion, degree burn. It's just a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good, but you just got to you're going to like saw at it with your teeth. It's hard to do.
It's like you got
to
bite it and then rotate.
Yeah. And you shouldn't have to eat stuff that way.
No.
You shouldn't have to, like, it's just a motion. You just do that. You shouldn't have to like do any dental jujitsu. Oh, then you just look like a cow. that's not something I aspire to.
No, I don't either, obviously.
I mean, not unless I'm like in a cow imitation contest. Not going to happen anytime soon.
No, I don't
plan
on enrolling in one.
We'd have to find one.
It'd be interesting. I'm sure they exist.
You'd have to be in the costume, though. Probably. Yeah. I bet it's not a chewing thing. That is such a niche contest. But it's, like, not crazy enough that it wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
So it could.
Mm-hmm. And there's some pretty weird competitions out there.
Yeah. I mean, I swear, there's communities out there that their primary form of recreation is juggling geese.
Yeah.
So...
I get the reference.
It's a good. Yeah. Speaking of Firefly references, it looks like it's going to be really easy for me to get my Wash costume together.
Okay, if that's what we decide to do, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the only thing I'm really going to have to buy is the fishing vest. Because
I think I can hook you up with something like that.
For real?
Yeah.
Is it your dad's fishing vest?
No.
Okay, good.
It's not an actual fishing vest. It's more like just a basic little... not exactly a tactical vest, but kind of. It's a vest. It's got a bunch of little pockets over it. It's black.
I don't know black, though. I think it'd have to be a lighter color.
Okay.
Because
then you can probably find an old fishing vest at Goodwill.
Okay, because the color of coveralls that I have are like a dark green.
Which is, his are kind of a green or a brown, depending on the episode.
Yeah, if I want to be like a purist and go with what he wears in the pilot, then it'd be an orange one. But I'm not going to buy a whole new set of coveralls.
They're
$45.
I know. I'll look around. I might actually have a fishing vest laying around my house somewhere.
Cool.
Either my dad's or my grandpa's or something like that.
Did you decide on your costume yet?
I haven't yet. No, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah,
we got it's not crunch time yet.
No, but it's getting close. If I'm gonna start ordering stuff, I need to start soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's rare for me to think about my Halloween costume this early.
Yeah,
because I always like put it off, and that's why I've defaulted to the straight jacket for the past 3 or 4 years.
Or last year was, you know, Scotty, because you just had to buy a red t-shirt.
Yeah, that was so easy. And a pin. Actually, I had that one already.
Oh
yeah, I bought that t-shirt for the for JJ the first JJ movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember we swung by Kohl's.
It was the second one, but yeah, it wasn't the first one. It was the second one.
Oh, okay, I got that backwards.
Yeah,
it
was Into Darkness.
Right. Yeah, but we swung by a Kohl's and I bought that for $5.
Yeah,
just had a black t-shirt underneath and it worked so great.
Exactly,
it was perfect. Like I might never have to buy an official Star Trek t-shirt if I've still got that pin.
Yeah,
so it's just gonna work.
I've actually been watching a lot more of the original series lately.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought you were watching Game of Thrones.
I have been.
But trading off between the...
Yeah, I've been mostly on Game of Thrones. I mean, but Star Trek sometimes if I'm in the... You know, I don't really feel like getting my laptop out. I flop on the couch and grab the PlayStation controller.
You watching it straight through? Like, beginning to end, chronologically? Yeah. Cool.
That's just how I do it.
Have you gotten to the one with the Gorn yet?
Not yet.
Oh, man. I think that's, like, season two.
Or halfway through. Yeah, it's halfway through a season. I know that.
I will find...
The episode's what? The Arena?
Yeah, it's the Arena... No, season one.
Oh, wow.
Season one, episode 13.
They have long seasons.
They do. Like 25 episodes a season or something crazy? I don't know.
I heard season three is a little rocky, but...
I don't know. I haven't watched...
The entirety?
Probably not even a majority, honestly. But
you just watched random episodes?
Yeah, you know, just nitpick one there and there.
Which is fine, because most of them aren't sequential, it seems like.
Yeah, you got to watch, like, the... Yeah, it's you can pretty much throw yourself into any one.
Mm-hmm. It's like The Twilight Zone.
Or Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Really.
Which, I've been watching more Twilight Zone, too, recently. Too.
Yeah! A convert! I have made one!
I've always been meaning to get around to it, but then they took it off Netflix for a couple months, and then they added it back on.
It was, like, gone?
Yeah. I had it in my list, and then I went to go watch it, and I'm like, it's not here.
So, wait, so if you have it in your list and they remove it, does it come back in your list when you...
When they re-add it? Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Because they did that with Apocalypse Now.
Smart, Netflix.
Yeah.
All right.
And Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, yeah?
That went off and then came back after a while.
That's the one where, spoilers, at the end of the movie, they jump off of a cliff and nobody knows what happened, right?
No, that's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which also had the same kind of thing. And that's
it?
Just one person that jumps off the cliff, but yeah.
Oh, I thought both of them, they were like robbing a train or something. And I don't know. They were like, oh, we screwed this up. Let's kill ourselves.
I don't remember. I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Or I haven't seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought you were saying you did.
No.
I said it's been on my list,
but I never watched it.
Gotcha. Kind of like how oh, what's on my list that I keep forgetting? Deep Space Nine is on my list. Oh, man. I'm going to have, like, 2 weeks off.
Yeah. Which I have actually a week off starting on Sunday. Actually, 8 days.
What?
I burned my first vacation time ever in 3.5 years.
Like a pro. Ding.
Get a promotion. Take a vacation.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to immediately abuse your power.
Yeah, exactly.
Good on you.
Like, literally, I close for the very first time by myself tomorrow, and then the next day I go on 8 days of vacation.
That's awesome. And you're not even, like, going anywhere. You're just...
Not until the following weekend.
Yeah, you're just hanging out.
Yeah, because I figured I want Sunday off, and then I want the following weekend off.
Yeah.
So I might as well just burn up the rest of the time in the middle of the week.
Oh, you just reminded me. I got to stop by there and get my schedule.
Yeah.
Because, I gave him a note for next weekend, like saying, not here, so, but they're probably still going to give me something this weekend.
Yeah.
They might even give me two this weekend, but I'm pretty sure I told them to not do that.
Yeah.
That's a no-no. I got stuff to
do, man.
Hopefully
you're not going to have to work on Sunday evening.
Oh, like last time?
Yeah, well, as in, oh yeah, that, but I'm just thinking with as regards to, you know, day after tomorrow.
What? Oh, you mean...
Designation.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what happens if that happens?
We'll figure it out. Teresa, if worst case, if you can't make it, she'll abstain.
For another time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or no, she'll abstain.
She'll
be drive.
Your DD.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
She'll drive.
Oh, man, that would be awesome
of
her. But, I mean, I hope that it doesn't come to that, but because I want to help out here.
Yeah.
Jeez. But whose car? I'm driving my car, I think, right?
Either your car or Teresa's car. probably.
I'd rather drive mine.
Okay.
I think.
That's fine.
I don't know. I'm just, if I'm going in Portland, right?
Yeah.
If I'm going into Portland, I want to drive a vehicle where I know where the bumpers are.
You're familiar with it.
At all times, yeah. Because I'm still, if it's a new vehicle, it takes me a while to.
Teresa's car isn't bad to drive, but it does have really big B pillars, which makes it kind of hard sometimes to see weird angles for pulling out.
That's a weird thing to call that.
A pillar, B pillar, C pillar.
I didn't know they had letters.
Yeah, A pillars are the ones that the windshield goes between. B pillar is between the is the center ones, and then the C pillars are
these
the ones that you're
names.
Yeah, and then the C pillars are the ones that are have the rear window between them.
This shouldn't be this amazing to me because I've never even thought to call them pillars. I just call them dividers.
Yeah, well, no, because they actually provide structural integrity for the car.
Oh, man, that makes sense though. Well, I knew they did that, but. You don't think to call them a pillar because you think a pillar, you think like Athens.
Rome. Yeah.
Which like,
that's probably better, Athens with the Pantheon or whatever.
Well, I mean, the Romans copied the Greeks.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a better thing to start off with, maybe.
They took what worked and then ignored some of the stuff that didn't.
Dude, the Romans copied everything.
Yeah, they even copied the exact same gods. They just renamed them.
Yeah, we're going to come up with our own cool name for the we're going to plagiarize your entire religion, but not really because you run this through a plagiarized tester, not going to come
I
up because
all the names.
Aphrodite sure as heck ain't Venus. They only share like one letter. Deal with it, man. Our religion now, suck it. Mm-hmm. Collect our fees. Chop off your heads. I don't know. I mean, well the Romans had a more successful empire, so
yeah, they had a longer running one.
What does that say? That cheaters prosper occasionally?
Yeah.
Maybe. But I'm not trying to pull any conclusions out of my butt.
Eat lead, run an empire.
Is that what Caesar did?
Well, the Romans
was
would
he
use...
a lead muncher?
The Romans would use lead as a flavor, like as a spice or a flavoring for their food.
Ew. I mean, but I've tasted lead before.
Like actual lead?
Yeah, like... What
not the
it?
Stuff that's in your pencil, the actual element.
No, yeah, because I had, I remember what this, okay, so there's like this stuff that you get for your fishing line,
mm-hmm.
and you can get like sticks of lead that are like 4 inches long, and you can cut off pieces and then wrap them around your string to make your own weights.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And I had one of them, and...
it actually says it's lead?
Well, I didn't get the container. Okay. I just got...
So I was thinking, that wouldn't exactly be super safe to handle with your bare hands.
No, not really, but...
That's why they say, amongst other reasons, why you should wash your hands after going shooting.
Yeah. I'm assuming that it is lead, though.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, I mean, it's super bendy. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Definitely does not float. I checked that.
Yeah.
'Cause it is used for fishing line. I think it matches up.
So you tasted it?
Yeah, but I was like 7.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about metallurgic properties at the time.
Or toxicity
so.
Or that kind of thing.
Nope, I probably couldn't even spell toxicity when I was 7. Well, maybe I could, but give me some credit.
Yeah.
But it does not seem like something that I want to sprinkle on the top of my spaghetti at a casual family dinner.
I don't know. I know they would use it somewhat as a flavoring agent. They did it in other things, too. They used lead. So that was part of the problems with the Romans. And that's
they
why
were drinking lead all the time.
Yeah, they were eating lead, yes. So that's why they had some health problems that we don't have anymore.
Some health problems.
Yes.
Like, did they equate to, like, I don't know, scurvy or something? Or it just,
remember.
Like, lead poisoning in general?
Just basic lead poisoning,
okay.
I think.
Well, at least they weren't adding mercury to their toast or something, because that would have... That would have been a totally different empire, I tell you what. Or like lithium to their to their milkshakes.
Yeah.
Or I can't think of the other
that's
one.
That's right. I was gonna try and do the Pulp Fiction milkshake idea for
the bourbon in the milkshake.
Yeah, get a milkshake from Burgerville if there's one there, and then put a thing of bourbon in it.
Bring the bourbon with you to Burgerville in a flask.
Okay, I was gonna say, do they let you bring your own flasks on airplanes?
I seriously doubt that.
I do too.
Well, if it was empty. Would they give a crap? I mean...
I don't know.
Okay, because I'm imagining something kind of great. So you bring the empty flask with you, But and you get it through security, but you go to one of the bartenders and you just ask him to fill it for you. And he kind of judges how many shots that is. Yeah. You pay him for that. And then you can just take it with you on the plane.
Hmm.
Would that be... Is that a no-no?
That's
I'm pretty
probably
sure...
a no-no, because if they see you drinking at it on the plane, it's not a very big plane that we're going on.
No, it's that the first plane we're going on has propellers.
Three of the four do.
Yeah!
They're all the same type
of plane. One
of
the ones coming back doesn't.
Yeah, the one from Seattle to PDX, I think, is just a Boeing 737.
All right. It's a classic, really.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find... Well, should I put a thread up on... We looked at this website last week, flyertalk.com. Should I make an account here and just see?
Sure. And post a question, see what happens.
Okay, this or just Yahoo Answers.
Yeah. That's Yahoo Answers would be probably a more reputable source.
Well, I don't
more reliable, I don't especially.
Would, I don't think it would be more reputable, but it would be more funny.
Yes, no, I was being sarcastic.
And okay, boy, that went right over my head.
Yeah.
Or just like that's just like the quality of questions that they expect there anyway. Yeah. And there's gonna be
how do
like,
I get a flask on an airplane?
Or no,
somebody's just gonna say in your pocket.
It's can I bring a flask on an airplane? Yeah. Would be the question I'd ask, and then that'd be the title.
Mm-hmm.
And then sub forum is like
just asking
I'm
the
asking,
question over again.
My, and then my sub and then the paragraph is I'm asking for a friend. He wants to bring a flask on an airplane, but it would be empty when we go through security. We would ask one of the bartenders past the gate to fill it up for him before going on
the
plane.
Do they have bars past the gate?
Oh, totally.
Okay, cool. That's right, because that way if you have a layover, you don't have to go through security again and you can still get drunk.
Yeah, screw that. You can't. No way anybody wants to go through security drunk. That's just going to not end well.
It could make
it
more entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, when we go through security, expect me to take the pat down. I'm not going through any body scanner machines.
I don't think PDX has a body scanner, does it?
Did they get rid of them?
Oh, did they ever have it? It's been.
They did have them.
It's probably been 10 years since I've flown last.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to break the streak. Where did you go?
Southern California.
Oh, okay.
Visit grandparents.
Okay, there was.
Yeah, actually, we flew back on that big snowstorm in the January of 2014. Or not 2014, 2004. That really big snowstorm we had.
Oh, yeah.
We actually flew back right into that the first day it happened.
Oh, crap.
So our flight initially got delayed.
Just in time to get snowed into your house.
Yeah, our flight probably got delayed 5 hours before I even left California. And then was by the time we got out of the airport, it was probably 1 a.m. Thank God we had the four-wheel drive Expedition at the parking lot.
Yeah.
There was already slush on the ground.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice, convenient thing to have at the time. I'm not finding... Oh, list of airport alternatives without full body scanners? Oh. PDX Airport Futures, opting out of the cancer machine.
So, just out of curiosity, why is it that you don't want to do the body scan?
The cancer and political reasons regarding privacy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, because they don't need naked pictures of me, number one. And number two,
you don't
no
want
matter-
those going on the internet for somebody hacking the cloud.
No, thank you. And, well, I don't trust the cloud anyway.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know if they post all of their data to the cloud.
I have no idea what they're doing with it. Therefore, I won't use it. So the other reason is I don't care how much they tell me they've reduced the radiation. There's still radiation, so no, I will not.
Is that also why you stay indoors with a blind shut?
The sun is slightly different because it's not trying to look at my penis. It's a little different.
But it still is radiation. I'm going entirely off of that point.
But it's not X-rays.
Mm. Right? Actually, it's all rays. It's just the full visible light, full light spectrum, I thought.
Yeah, but X-rays don't count in that.
X-rays are part of the light spectrum.
Not visible light.
It also puts out ultraviolet light and infrared.
Yeah, that's still not X-rays, though.
Yes, but it's saying it puts out more than just visible light.
Yeah, but we're not getting X-rays from the sun. That gets
not that
blocked.
Many.
That gets blocked.
I thought some still got through.
There might be some, yeah.
So
but
what happens if you get in a car accident like Andrew and get X-rays?
Then
do you deny those because you don't like radiation?
That's for the benefit of me because it'll make me better. Plus, that's just taking a picture. Mm. That's done. You have to stand in the body scanner for like a full 30 seconds, and I'm not getting waves thrown at me for that long.
You could always ask them for one of those little lead shields.
Yeah, except that it just goes on me like a towel. I just wrap it like a towel around my waist, and then I hold my arms out. Okay. Time for
you.
Scan away. No body parts that no giblets for you. Suck it. Not happening. I don't know why I played the science music. I think it had something to do with the
radiation.
X-ray. Yes. Yeah, just not doing that. If they have the body scanners and we are going towards them, I will say, hey,
take me
over here. Go ahead. Touch my parts instead instead of looking at them. Because that's how you make them get rid of the scanners, just by making them uncomfortable. But anyway.
Well, TSA, they don't really care.
They care a little. In the back of their mind.
I don't think they care about anything.
I mean, well, I could test that, too.
That's true. Like, just intentionally push the boundaries.
Like, they take me off to the side.
Are you going to try and get tackled by the air marshal?
No, but what I am going to try and do is, like, as they take me off to the side and they're sliding their hand up my thigh, I go, so how's your day going?
Yeah.
It would end so well.
And they do have Wi-Fi on the planes.
Booyah! Free?
I'm almost positive, yes. Free Wi-Fi. Well, we paid for it in our tickets, but... I'm pretty sure... Because it did say on Alaska's thing, they had a little sign that said in-flight Wi-Fi.
All right. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I just want to IRC from a plane. That's the only thing I wanted to do. I just hope that it's not like the go-go flight internet, because that's just the
sucks.
Yeah, well, it's just that it's the thing where you got like it's like, oh, it's I can just connect to it, great, and you try and go to Google and it's like, give me $30. No.
Yeah, it's like the complimentary phones.
Oh yeah.
Or the, you know, the complimentary waters,
the complimentary phones with the credit card slot on the side of them.
Yeah.
Blech. Dumb. Are you gonna order whiskey on the plane?
Because I can probably do that. Not I don't know. Why I don't want to get super smashed before we arrive.
You're not gonna get sued. Just like you've got a pretty good tolerance, from what I understand.
Yeah, probably.
So just like, I don't know, just get like one of them.
Yeah, we'll see. It depends on how much they're charging too.
Oh yeah, we have to figure that out.
If they're charging, you know, $8 for a little bottle, then no.
Ugh. Do they take cash?
Probably.
Cool. Then you'll take.
So that's pretty much all. I don't plan on bringing my card.
Oh yeah, you're ixnaying that.
Yeah, well, I want to have as little to lose as possible. My ID and my cash, that's it.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to bring mine with me because, like, I'm just going to be driving.
That's true. Or I could just, you know, stick it all in my briefcase because I'm going to bring that.
Oh, yeah, that too. Wait, are you going to take the briefcase with you to the bars at Pullman?
No, probably not.
Like, is this a suit thing? Or are you,
no,
is
I'm
this
not...
plain clothes?
This is just plain clothes. I just use it because it's a nice hard case for my laptop.
Okay.
No, I wasn't going to be wearing a suit. I might on Sunday. More likely than not, yes.
All right. I actually have a briefcase I could use.
Yeah.
It's.
I just like the idea of a hard case as opposed to a soft case.
The briefcase I have is a hard case.
Yeah, exactly.
It's but it's like all plastic. Not
still works.
Not leather on the outside. So yeah. It's going to look like I'm, I don't know.
Like I'm your boss or something like that because I have a fancier briefcase or something.
Maybe, or like my briefcase
got... Which technically I am now your boss.
Yeah, that's true, actually. But I mean, you're not going to treat me any differently because of that.
No.
I mean...
No.
At least not here. But no, but I'm thinking more like my briefcase is going to look like it got snared by a poacher and it just got skinned and then released back into the wild because all they wanted was its pelt. It's an all right briefcase though. I don't know if that has like straps in it.
Yeah.
Man,
it just got the dial locks.
Oh, maybe. Hey, what if I just put all the surge in that briefcase? Like it's just a briefcase full of surge that I check on to the plane.
Oh, interesting. You'd have to check a second bag though. That's an extra $50.
I don't know.
Do you think extra $50 is worth it?
I'll think about it.
It's your money.
If I think about it, I'll probably flip a coin.
Yeah.
But, maybe.
Yeah.
I will think about it. Because the first one is free, right? You're saying?
No, the first one's $25.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just really going to try and cram as many cans.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. First one's $25. Every subsequent one is $50 extra.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to try and cram as many cans into there as I can.
Yeah.
It's going to be so tough, though. I mean, especially with the fifth microphone.
Yeah. We got to make sure that Ben knows when and where to pick us up.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling that...
We're gonna be waiting for a bit.
Yeah. Well, he'll be like, "Oh shoot,
I thought you guys were coming next week."
Yeah. No. No. He knows we're coming.
He
but
wouldn't think that. No.
No.
Love you, Ben. He wouldn't think that because it's his birthday. Duh. We're going.
Yeah.
On his birthday. That's what makes it awesome.
Oh gosh, I hope he doesn't drive to like Spokane to pick us up.
Well,
because we're not flying into Spokane.
We're not. What are we going into?
Pullman.
Oh, wait, Pullman actually has an airport.
The Pullman Regional Airport or something like that, or Pullman-Moscow Airport or something like that.
Oh, right. Oh, I don't know why I was thinking Spokane that whole time.
Yeah, because it's like, I think it's like 15, 20 minutes from WSU or something like that, or from Pullman, versus Spokane's about an hour each way.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we could have flown directly from PDX to Spokane.
Yeah, but then you got it. Ben's got to drive up like an hour and a half.
Drive an hour each direction, yeah. Plus, that means, and we would have gotten in about the same time into Spokane, so less time to party.
Yeah, super boring. We can't let this cut into our party time.
Exactly.
This has to be an all around
party time.
Excellent. Yeah, PUW is the tag for that. Wow. All right. I like that plan. Yeah. This is going to work.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it is. Jeez, I can't.
It's good.
I just want it to happen now already because I'm getting bored with being here.
Yeah. You need some excitement in your life.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not getting any of that, you know? No matter how many times I watch RoboCop, it's just not the same as getting on a plane.
No.
You know? Need to bring back some of that.
Hmm.
Maybe I need to watch RoboCop 2.
I wouldn't recommend it. Or you could do one better, watch all three RoboCops.
At the same time.
Just marathon it.
Three different TVs all in front of me at once.
All synced to start at the same time.
Actually, I wonder how different they are in terms of length.
Yeah. RoboCop. Actually, I wonder, should I do a suit on Friday? Or not, as in the Friday we leave? I wasn't planning on it, but...
You could. Nobody's going to stop you.
Yeah, I know.
I mean...
I probably won't because I don't want to get it ruined with alcohol spilling on it.
Yeah. There's a real risk of that happening. And I just wouldn't, like, have anything to put it in.
Yeah, and you know Ben's going to be in, you know, a wife beater and jeans. So
yeah.
Some sort of brightly, extravagantly colored or tie-dye wife beater.
Everybody's going to be wondering why he's with us. The whole time. Oh, man. I
will be wearing a button-up shirt, though, just because that's what I wear.
I typed in RoboCop on IMDb, and I accidentally clicked the 2014
one. I'm not going to watch it.
I'm so ashamed. The new one?
Yeah.
Good. That's what I've been campaigning for this whole time. So RoboCop 1 is 102 minutes. RoboCop 2 is 117 minutes. RoboCop 3 is 104 minutes.
So RoboCop 1 and 3 are almost the same length.
Yeah, real close. They're like a 2-minute margin, but I mean, the credits are what that really depends on.
Yeah.
The length of the credits. Also, but you may not want RoboCop 3 to end last or 2 to end last because they're the crappier ones.
Yeah, I've heard 3 is absolutely horrible.
3.8 on IMDb. Oh, man.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's so sad. And they didn't get anybody original back for it, I don't think. And not actors, not writers, not anybody.
Hmm.
I mean, well, what am I looking at here? Well, it looks like the Peter Weller guy.
Yeah, the guy that was RoboCop.
No, he didn't even come back.
Huh.
They had different people each time. Well, what the heck's going on here? They don't even have RoboCop like as top build for RoboCop 2. For some reason.
That's weird.
There's just this... he's only listed as top dude on 1 and 3. I don't know why that's happening.
Strange.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies making strange choices and not wanting to watch them.
I think I know what this is.
Yeah, Prometheus 2 with the no xenomorphs, no aliens in it.
Confirmed for no xenomorphs.
Which kind of goes on what Ridley Scott was saying. He was saying it would take at least one more movie before they can get to some sort of an alien prequel in their timeline.
He wants to make 3?
I think he's talking 3. Which I'm off the boat.
Permanently?
Pretty much. I don't know. I might watch it when it comes out on DVD.
Maybe, but...
Yeah.
Low chance of that.
Yeah.
Also, low chance of that happening while I'm sober.
Could make it more entertaining. Yeah. And more sense.
I mean, I don't get why, like, these once great directors are pigeonholing themselves.
Right.
Ridley Scott's doing this with his Prometheus baby.
He's trying to get talks going for, I think, Blade Runner 2.
Oh, yeah, that too. And
for
James,
so many years.
And James Cameron is, like, only doing Avatar stuff for the next, like, 6-7 years.
Yeah, and he's actually, there's not going to be 3 anymore, now there's going to be 4.
4. So that means he's probably doing the thing where he, like, takes movie 3 part 1.
Yeah.
Because double birds to the audience.
And it'll still be 3 hours long each one.
Oh, really, really, really dumb.
Yeah.
Just so stupid.
But wait, weren't they pulling kind of a Lord of the Rings kind of thing where they were filming like 2, 3 and part of 4 all at once?
Yeah.
Because they did that with the original Lord of the Rings trilogy. They spent like 10 years filming the original trilogy.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about production overlap for those. I mean, well, if I go into IMDb and they all say pre-production, is that like an indicator that they're all happening at the same time? I don't know. I'll just look up James Cameron and see what he's booked for. Looking at it. Okay, so Avatar 2 is Avatar 2 and 3 say pre-production.
And, maybe it's 2 and 3 that are doing the filming together.
And 4 Oh wait, no, 4 says pre-production too.
Oh, of course.
Although what the heck is this? He's had nothing since Avatar in 2009. Then there's this what the heck? There's this Terminator Genesis.
Yeah, the new Terminator movie.
Genesis is spelled wrong.
S-Y-S as in like a system. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's Untitled Terminator 2, but there's already been a Terminator basically 2.
Because apparently they're not counting the fourth Terminator as the start of a new trilogy. They're counting this one that's coming out as the start of a new trilogy.
So
there's going to be a trilogy.
So it's not quite alternate timeline, but sort of.
I don't know. It's like trilogy, movie, trilogy.
Very strange.
Very dumb.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'll see what happens.
Yet another list of casting for different characters.
Okay. At least I have the Marvel Universe to rely on for
reliability.
For good movies. Yeah. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not. We want you to at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links for our iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Anything you want to say before we shut this down? You have 20 seconds.
Once per reminder, Harper Awards coming September 2015.
Fourth fiscal quarter. And anything?
That's about it.
Okay, cool. We're not going to be here next week, so we'll try and get a live stream set up, maybe. Just check out our Facebook and Twitter pages for that.
Worst case, you can always listen after the fact. It will probably be pretty entertaining.
That's true. Okay, party on. Bye.